The Mariners unveil a statue of the great Ken Griffey Jr. outside of Safeco Field ahead of Friday's series opener with the Rangers. This game is scoreless into the fourth inning, and the Mariners' defense is perfectly shifted behind Felix Hernandez with Nomar Mazara at the plate.
Bonner smothers in and throws out Mazara. Nice play.
3-2 on Cano, now 3-2 on Cruz. Here's the pitch, swinging a fly ball deep to center field. Gomez back looking up, and there it is. Nelson Cruz with his first home run of the season. Goodbye, baseball.
Cano out short right field for Mazara. 1-1. Wow. Tough break. Through the five-hole past the diving Minor, we get a tied ball game.
Go-ahead run 90 feet from home. The pods and the 1-2. Swing, barreled up, crushed, and this ball is gone! Three-run homer!
Hit right on the yellow line. They're going to take a look at it. But I'm not sure why he's going to put him at first and second.
Yeah, it should be second and third,
you would think so.
Wow, that should be second and third.
That there's confusion on the play because you're not sure as a base runner whether it goes out or not.
Right.
And then you look at the umpires and they're telling you that it went out. And then they come back and they change. I don't understand why they, and that's what Scott's wondering too. He gets it. He's not arguing whether it was a home run or not. He's arguing with where they're going to put the base runners. And now they both were standing at first and second.
All right, let's see here. Here's a look. So right there, there's Heredia going back to tag, thinking, all right.
And then he takes off the second. And the ball's already in. Okay, so there it is. That's
all
the
right.
Reason why.
Okay,
there you
fair
go.
Enough.
Yeah. Diaz, one strike away from a save. One strike away from handing Felix Hernandez his first win of the year. Diaz looks in. You got to go straight gas right here. The stretch and the 0-2. Swing and a ground ball to third. Seager's got it. Toss across in time to get Lucroy, and the ball game is over.
Edwin Diaz shuts the door on his second save of the year. Seattle wins 2-1. Felix Hernandez goes 7 1/3. He allows one run on six hits with no walks and three strikeouts for his first win of the season. Seattle is trying to recover after a rough start to the 2017 season. Scott Services Club improves to 3-8 with Friday's win.
You know, he got a few strikeouts tonight, but it wasn't like that's not what was driving him. It was to get us back in the dugout and keep them off the board. So outstanding effort. He's really been locked in. And he got a little chip on his shoulder. We knew it was going to happen, and so far the results have been great for him.
You wondered, you know, the crowd's chanting KKK, and he's pitching a little differently with that situation.
He's maturing, yes, no doubt. And first of all, I will say, too, our crowd, yeah, awesome tonight. We haven't given them a whole lot to cheer about. Really appreciate the turnout and them into it. Obviously, it's King's Court, but everybody, on board. We didn't get a lot of breaks tonight, and we won the ball game. And that's a good sign. Our guys just kept fighting and grinding, and that's what it's going to take. You know, we dug ourselves a little bit of a hole. You know, we got enough talent to get ourselves out, but it's got to start right now.
Cruz home run, you're going to be happy to see him get cranking.
Really. He was out here working early today. Knows he's got to kind of find his stroke, so to speak. And he's gotten some base hits, but, you know, just being more consistent at the plate. And he was frustrated after the first double play there in the first inning because we thought we had, you know, Perez on the ropes a couple times tonight. But, you know, tribute to him. Nelly's he's going to get locked in here real soon.
Thoughts on Haniger's ball off the wall and that whole sequence and how I played out.
That was one of those things and not really our lucky night, but good at bat by Hanny. You got a breaking ball up. I think the whole inning starts with Dyson obviously getting on base and then stealing the base and getting the bunt down, doing those little things like that. And we talked about it. We can have that type of team this year. We have that kind of athletes at the top and the bottom of the lineup, but big night for a few guys.
Hey, Diaz bounced back too from that. This is the first time since Sunday, and even though it made it a little interesting right there at the end.
Yeah. Eddie Diaz got a good arm, and he needs to let people know that. You know, he's also got a good slider, but what separates him is he throws 100 miles an hour, and he was reminded of that the last couple days.
The Haniger play, already tagging on that. I mean.
Yeah, not a great idea, but when it is, it's not a ground rule double because the ball's still in play. It goes to replay, and then you know, the umpires and the people in New York, they put place the runners where they think they should have been, and it was the right call. Unfortunately, you know, Heredia should have been close to second or headed towards third. He went back, and you know, not a great read there. We got to keep moving along.
Coach, to be able to see the team carve out a win when clearly things weren't going your way tonight, what does that do for your confidence and the confidence of the team going forward?
Well, it helps, there's no doubt. We haven't played well the first 10 games, and we do need to get things rolling. But I think more than confidence, it shows the character, our guys. We came in very determined tonight. The intensity level was much higher than it had been, and it needs to be. They're all aware of it, and it's where we're at. We need to get this thing turned around. Good start tonight against a good team. You know, Texas has owned our division the last 2 years, and we need to play well against them.
I feel like the pitch count wasn't real high. I mean, obviously, Zabchinski got the job done there. Was that a tough situation? Tough
call? You know, Felix had sat for a long time with the replay in that inning and the traffic and the base runners, so it was really the plan when the inning started. If there was any issues at all, we're just going to go to Zep at Chu and Mazzara, and that's why we brought in Zep. You know, he can get the lefties out. He's got good stuff. He's a veteran. You know, he's going to throw the ball over the plate, and you know, for the most part, he keeps the ball on the ground. So it's a nice guy to have down there, and we knew that's somebody that, you know, we wanted to acquire and get on early in the offseason. We did, and that's how we're going to use him.
Felix Hernandez had his most efficient and longest start of the year thus far. With a 7 1/3 innings of work, King Felix collects his first win.
I mean, we got a good game plan. Me and C, we just go after hitters. I mean, we pound the strikes on. We go in and out, up and down. And that was really good. I mean, I'm happy that we get the win, and we need this one.
Hey, Felix, this is sort of the new look, Felix. I mean, very efficient, not a lot of strikeouts, but deep into the game.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I like, you know, about me right now. Just go deep into the game, you know, trying to give him a chance to win. You know, not a lot of strikeouts. You know, I was around the sound pretty much. They swing early, and I get a quick out, so it was good.
More use of the curveball, I think, tonight in the season in general, maybe?
No, I say more use of the fastball. I use a lot of fastball today. I mean, like I said, I was around the plate, and, you know, still some strike with the curveball, and that's pretty good.
Is it important, a team that knows you like this, to kind of come out and establish that? I mean, you've had to face them so many times. They have a game plan against you from last year.
Too. Yeah, they have a pretty good lineup. I mean, I think they was just looking for breaking balls. I mean, they know I can throw my change, I can throw my curveball, but, you know, like I said, I was throwing a lot of fastball and get them out.
Still no walks allowed on the season, and get a 3-0 count to Chu there and not to jinx anything, but what does that stat mean to you?
It means a lot. It means that my mechanic is real good, that I'm throwing a lot of strike. That was the key for me. I mean, last year I was walking a lot of people and get them trouble for that. But after the 3-0 count, I mean, go down and away with a strike, and then I go in, and he check swing, and we get the double play.
How long was the top of the seventh? Scott City.
I mean, I played catch in the cage like twice, trying to get warm, and that was a long inning.
So when he pulled you, you didn't put up a huge fight?
Oh, he just told me. You sat on the dugout for a long time, so I think it's going to be good for us. So I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Big crowd tonight. Nice to get out here and get that with them.
Yeah, it was a nice crowd. I mean, it should be like that every day. I mean, you get more pump, and the guys are just, you know, excited to play.
Nelson Cruz is still batting under 200 for the season, but he finally got into the home run column with his round tripper on Friday.
I guess another game, you know. You have to stay focused on what you can do at the play, and that's what I try to do every day, you know.
But you've got to stay especially focused on that pitch, inside-out swing to center field.
Yeah, I guess I hit it pretty good. I mean, it was a good pitch, like you mentioned. You know, it was middle in, and I was able to drive it, you know. I guess I went straight through the pitch because the sinker was good. I want to ground out.
You are so humble about hitting the ball so far. It is also the 800th RBI of your career. Does that milestone mean anything to you?
Just find out. I mean, it's always great, you know, especially if you get the win and the opportunity to get the lead for Felix and, you know, to get aboard.
How much did you guys need this one tonight? Felix on the mound coming off the day off.
Oh, we need everyone, you know, but I guess, after the rush stretch that we've been doing, definitely it's good to start the series winning. Hopefully tomorrow we can do the same thing, you know.
Seattle will try to win back-to-back games for the first time this season on Saturday when James Paxton makes the start at Safeco Field.